This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. As a text for our lesson this morning, we have chosen Romans 5, verses 6 through 8. Listen closely as we read these verses from the Word of God. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. From this passage we see that God loved man, meaning us, not because we were worthy of his love, but, as Paul says, while we were yet sinners. Only in rare cases is one willing to give his life for even the best of men. But God demonstrated his love in Christ's death for us while we were unworthy sinners. Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." John 15:13-14. From this we are impressed with two outstanding facts. First, the fact of man's unworthiness, and second, the fact of God's wondrous love in spite of our unworthiness. Jesus declared that his mission in the world was to seek and save the lost, Luke 19:10. Freely and willingly, he came to lay down his life for us. But when he came to his own received him not, John 1:11. The very people among whom he worked and taught the things of God ultimately demanded that he be put to death. The people he loved desired a murderer to live and called for the Lord's cruel crucifixion at Calvary. But the crimes of that generation do not hide man's sinfulness both before and since, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. In man's sinful state, he is not only lost, he is helpless to save himself. He is alienated from God and has no hope apart from Jesus the Christ. Those without Christ are without hope and without God, Ephesians 2, verse 12. By God's grace, however, man can be saved, Ephesians 2:8-9. But we cannot really appreciate divine grace until we have become convinced of our own helplessness. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, John 3:16. God was not obligated to send Jesus that he might go to the cross and die for us. There was and is no anticipation that man could ever even begin to repay him. In reality, few men would ever really appreciate what he did. It was grace and grace only that moved God to provide Jesus as the sacrifice for our sins. The gospel plan of salvation begins with heaven's love for man. It is effectual when we turn our love to God. We love him because he first loved us, 1 John 4:19. All that Jesus did will not save us unless we return his love by loving him. The greatest commandment of all is that we love God supremely, Mark 12 and verse 30. The Lord said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments," John 14:15. The Bible says, "This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous," 1 John 5:3. Again, "Whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected," 1 John 2:5. My friends, it is useless to talk about loving God unless we are willing to humbly obey him and serve him from the heart, Romans 6:16 through 18. Empty words will not take the place of loving obedience. True gratitude for the gift of God's love calls for willing surrender of heart and life. We conclude with this passage, "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God." Ephesians 3:17 through 19. Are you willing to genuinely love the Lord and show that love in the way that God desires by obeying his commandments? Don't be deceived by the doctrines and commandments of men, by false religions, by erroneous teachings. Look to God's word and determine to follow what is revealed therein without addition, without subtraction, without modification of any kind.